People don't teach that anymore in the church. So people act anyhow in the church. And accumulate curses upon themselves. Tell me any thief, where in life they normal. Tell me any thief, where in life they normal. Several times there, our prophets have picked people praying right under my nose in my office. Right there, they say, it's get one girl where you disappoint so time, where you drop, you can't do this one. He said, that girl naked herself curse you. Again, naked herself curse you. I was at the altar here some few weeks back, 3 weeks. I saw his sister. I know the sister very well. The revelation burst out here. She stand naked in her room. I was cursing a young girl. Jerry, you know the person. I quickly call. I say, Jerry, look whether so person there around. 2 weeks later, she called me. I think somebody told her I was looking for her. In my office, I say, I see you naked yourself, cursed person. She looked me like this. He said, yes, sir. Amen. And God was telling her to release that person. Now, if God said release, it means the curse work. God told her, release her. I will fight the battle myself. To tell you, don't just play around with people like that. People that like to go behind and set traps for people. And hold Bible. And come to even a living church like this. Take communion. And yet, fellow brother, you are setting trap for him. Fellow sister, you are setting trap for her. Where you see that now among gifted people in churches. Even in this church. They know that God is using a particular man to bless one other gifted brother, gifted sister. They will go behind. Use their own gifts also to confirm that they are gifted. Then separate that person from that one with revelation. Serpent seeds. It happens. And you don't know what you are accumulating to yourself. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. James chapter 4. I've only a few minutes more. James chapter 4. And then verse 4 up to verse 10. You adulterers and adulteresses. This one that James is talking about is not talking about a married man that goes to sleep with women outside, or woman go to sleep with another person out there. It's not that type of adultery he's talking about. See the type of adultery he's referring to. Verse 4 again. You adulterers and adulteresses. Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So what is the adultery is referring to? It is a Christian that is worldly. Worldliness is referring to it as adultery. You are adulterating your lifestyle. The love of God of this world. How do I know? No matter how we say you should stop it, you can't stop it. An adulterer, adulteress. The love of this world is enmity with God. Verse 5. Do think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy? But he gave him more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but gave grace unto the humble. Verse 7. What did he say? Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So it means draw far from God, and he will draw far from you. Am I correct? Okay. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Who is a double-minded? One leg in the world, one leg in Christ. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. One place you should guide so that you don't backslid and defeat the besetting sin. Every sin that you commit starts from the heart. Therefore, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Keep thy heart diligence, with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Your heart. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Why you should keep your heart. This is the reason. This is the reason. Verse 7, chapter 23, Proverbs. It says, for as he, man, thinketh in his heart, so is he. You are a product. Your action is a product of what you think. So is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee. But his heart is not with thee. That's an example. But the emphasis here is, for as he thinketh, so is he. As he thinketh, the way you dress is a reflection of your thought. The way you relate with anybody is a reflection of what is in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 and 35. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 and verse 35. Oh, generation of vipers! He was talking to religious people. How can you be evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Verse 35. A good man, out of the good treasures of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. That sister can never stop gossiping because the heart he has is a gossip heart. And let me tell you something. Amen. But you know the gossip. Abi? But every time that woman comes to gossip around you, that you stay to listen to that gossip is because you too, you have a gossiping spirit. Amen. Two can never work together except they agree. After all, now you always prompt and wait till, which gist you get today. Because there's something inside of you that likes to hear such garbage. Things that don't edify you, they are garbage. Things that will make you come and look at somebody you don't know, you have never spoken, you have never dealt with yet.
think that person evil because of what you have had. It's garbage. When you come to me, you are talking to me about my brother, about my sister, you are speaking negative thing concerning that person. There is something inside of me that will be repulsing it. I'll be repulsing it. You know, error. Computer here, error. It can't enter. It can't accept it. Sometimes I will reject it. That's the truth. I mean, personally, even before I became pastor, now where I be pastor, it helped me. Because when you're in position of leadership, come and see all manner of spirits that gather around you called brethren. Come and see all manner that I'm able to stand. Praise the Lord. If no be, say, now how some man they pass on this church, if no Igbo man they pass this church for don't scatter. I say it's a lie. There's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. It is not because I'm a Hausa man. Nothing. Nothing like that. How many Hausa people they rule this country? This country done better. All these years, how many Hausa people they rule this country? This country is better. It's nothing like that. Praise the Lord. What you should know is that I am able to rule this church because I am a Christian first and foremost. I'm a Christian. Secondly, I'm not a politician. Number three, I'm not looking for friends. So there's nothing. I'm not a politician. I'm not looking for friends. First and foremost, I am converted. And let me tell you, if you are not converted, you can never be comfortable around me. That is the truth. Because I don't hide it. Everyone that comes around me, what is your reason for coming close? What attracted you to me? Now business will they do together, being a woman with the chase together, people they go drink together. If it is righteousness that link us together, then remain righteous. Let's be sincere to one another. You come around me, they do like this when I face you. You can say, see people. Me, I want to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. That is the only reason. Until tomorrow, if God raises another person that wants to go to heaven, this church will not scatter. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, I don't give you appointment in the church because of where you come from. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to somebody who you are playing with your eternal destination. You don't know it. Where you are supposed to be spiritually, you've not even begun. You try to stand up, something will draw you back. And you are not where you should be. It is called the weight. And also the sin that besets. It draws you back. And that is why you are still stagnated spiritually. Every level you are now spiritually, you can be better. The Spirit of God is a dynamic spirit. It's a dynamic spirit. When you have the Holy Ghost, you only have Him in a measure. So that measure can be increased. And every gift you operate, every day it should be better and better and better. You cannot remain in the same level. It must grow. We that are teachers, we are supposed to be better and better teachers. It's not a true teacher of God, a preacher of God, does never at any time we stay and be desolate of what to preach. What am I go preach? Oh, there's nothing to preach. Then you go and carry somebody's sermon and then come and preach because you have not received anything from God. Something is wrong. You see? If you say you're a prayer warrior, yes, it should be easier and easier and easier for you. It must be easier. If you used to pray for 1 hour only, you should find yourself being able every time to pray more than you used to pray before. Either every year or every month, you find out that each time you go, you should be better, better, better. You should be able to pray longer and longer and longer. Including, you know, whether it is a singing gift, that you are no more receiving new songs by inspiration, it is evidence something is wrong. Because it's a gift. If you lay yourself long enough in God's presence, you will receive. If you are no more receiving, then there is a disconnection. You see? He said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So, draw far from God, and he too will draw far from you. And when God is around you, you know it. It is seen. You feel it. You will know. You will know. You cannot fast. Amen. But you used to fast before. You used to wake up early in the morning and pray for hours. Charge yourself. Now, you wake up and do Catholic prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Blood of Jesus, speak for me. Blood of Jesus, speak for me. Father, understand now. I'm very busy. Thank you. Now your prayer with that. And the worst is believers that will go and pay money to give the people to be praying for them because they have no time to pray. Who are you deceiving? Who are you deceiving? That is the spirit of Babalao. You have no time to pray. I am supposed to pray with you, not pray for you. Do you understand? I am supposed to pray with you, not for you. I can only join you to pray. Not for you to be running around. Then I am staying. Although those who do that, you know, that money. I told you there is Judas in the church. And all the rest. The full church. You know. But you when they you when they go gather, you know, go camp, they pray for that one when they run around. Your eye is in that money. So you believe it is God you are serving, Abi. So it's God you are serving. You know now. Is it because you love him so much? While you are busy praying for that man that has hired you to gather people and be praying while he is running up and down in that prayer, then they now call you, one brother in your group, he's fainting, will you stop that prayer and with the same zeal, face that one where they faint, they die, they go. You won't now, because that one a distraction. This one, the money they come. If he just get this money, I know, say my life done better. See, if you are doing it in this church, you are in this church, two cannot work together except they agree. This church, you have that spirit in this church. Watch it. It's not a curse, so I'm only trying to tell you, I say watch, because whether I say it or not, it happens. I only want to call your attention to it. That type of thing can never work in this church. You are just wasting your money for nothing in that group. Nothing. And to start with, they went without telling me now. Thank you, Father. They went without telling me now. They went without telling me. So the covenant angel of this ministry no follow them. We never walk. Let me tell you, now dupe them, they dupe you. Nothing. You dead there when they do the prayer.
Amen. I think you said the thing no work. What did they tell you? You know what? He said, there is one woman for your village. The one step aside, throw her for one woman. They open your eyes now. You're not going to listen to me. They will be duping you up and down. Now they look at me. Look, we ministers of God, we are to pray with you. If we are to go to the camp to pray, we will go with you. What is it now? You cannot be running up and down, then keep me here at the lock. The only person that runs around and kills people are the ministers of God that go ministry in the field and their intercessors backing them up. Not for you to go. You are chasing business. Pray. You don't feel pray. Even when you travel, go there. You are there carrying a shower there. Carrying prostitutes there. What happened? I know prayer is going on there. And they will never, in all the gifts, they will never see you fornicating. Because their eyes, like Balaam, is on that money. It's wrong. Wake up. It's an evidence that you are backsliding. That power they have, you have it too. So we are to pray together. If I am going to pray for you, I will, all of you that I have done prayer with you before, you know, if I say midnight prayer, the same hour they pray for my house, you they wake up, wherever you are. If they wake up, I will call you. I say you they sleep. Okay, we go start now. After some time, I go call again. May not be saying this man make me the prayer. I go to sleep. Hello? Okay. No sleep. I go warn you. Then we pray. And it has never failed. Because there's a power in the prayer of agreement. And to come and then hire people and then you are sleeping, they are awake praying for you. God hates it now. God hates it. Christianity must not be reduced to that kind of thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have to stop again so far.